After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite TV after show begins, we want to let you know about my new show on SiriusXM Stars Channel 109. It's called Conversations with Maria, and it's live Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Go to conversationswithmaria.com for more info. Buzz you later.
Into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans. Producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows. Interviewing celebrities and showrunners. And bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. I'm a baby hand with baby.
What up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy DJ Jesse Jane here in studio for Love & Hip Hop, New York's AfterBuzz TV After Show. I'm joined in studio by my favorite peoples in the world. We got Ms. Courtney Stewart.
What's up, y'all?
Stephon, hey. I am Morfire Wallace.
Hey, I like when they blend that harmony right when it comes in. That's hot.
You was feeling that?
I can't sing, y'all. Y'all know what it is.
He tried.
And, you know, filling in for Trine Todd. You know, it's your girl, Trine. We got Khalilah Boo Boo.
It's Khalilah Boo Boo on Living Hip Hop.
It ain't Trine.
No, it's Khalil.
Khalil with Boo Boo.
We love Living Hip Hop.
We'll see.
Next week, we're going to put some pom poms on your head so then you can just pretend you're Trine.
Yeah. Two puffs, two afro puffs.
Rock.
You know, Shay was busy performing in the Super Bowl.
Hey,
just in case she's going to get so many followers.
They're like, she won a nail.
I think that's her right there.
Shay got to be like, what happened?
Hold up. I saw all the pictures. Let me go back on Instagram. All
right, so this episode is called Love and War. Filler, but that's fine. I feel like I was watching, like,
I'm
Lifetime.
So slow.
Wedding. Yeah. Like, what's that called? Bridezilla.
Oh, Bridezilla. Oh, that don't even come on no more. Say Yes to the Dress. That should be on all the
time. Don't ask me why I know that.
Spend a lot of time.
Bet you do.
Make my way downtown. All right, so we start the episode off with Rich and Cisco. I tried to decipher with the beep. Beep. Everything was like...
Yes. Everything else was a F-U.
So we see that, we find out, this is basically what we get from the fight. No one cared about Mariah Lynn.
That Cisco's a chick.
They basically cared about each other.
He's acting like a girl.
They cared about each other. They wanted this bromance to work out, and that's why they were doing these things to hurt each other, because they care about each other.
Well, Rich wasn't doing anything to hurt Cisco. Rich was trying to stand up for Cisco. Like, I'm going to check this girl and check her in front of you so we really know what's going on.
Well, I also have to sleep with her first, so I'm going to sleep with her.
You never really know a person until you sleep with
them. That's like fringe benefits.
I agree.
That was just fringe, collateral damage of the work that needed to get done.
Here's the thing. The bottom line is you can't be a part of this creep squad if you're going to be in your feelings.
That's true.
There's no feelings.
It's very true.
It's
very true.
Two, I feel like once someone in the creep squad fucks someone, it's open game.
Absolutely. And the final thing is, you can only claim one. So is this your girl? Like, forsaking all others?
No.
Or,
right. And not only a ring officially allows the other creeps to not be
to
able
leave
right.
it alone.
She's untouchable. Right. She's untouchable.
Not only that, well, I feel like that's a goal of a member of the creep squad, is to conquer as much as you can.
Turn a thought into a memory.
Yeah.
Wait, Diamond never got no kind of ring, right? She didn't even get a key to the house.
Well, her name's Diamond. That's
Girl,
enough.
The only diamond ring that Strawberry got was a strawberry ring pop.
I'm just trying to understand why he was so upset.
Shout out to Daryl Strawberry. We're just so disappointed.
They just need to fight it out.
Shout out to Daryl Strawberry. You fucked up. Your daughter is a mess.
Hey, listen.
Talking about on Twitter, talking about LOL, can y'all keep
my daughter's name out your mouth?
No, she's talking about keep my name out my out your mouth. You can't even keep a season going without girl bye.
Oh my goodness.
Honey.
You starving.
Oh, strawberry shortcake.
She's girl starving.
Bye. But why didn't she make it back to this season? I mean, they talked about her enough. She should have been on it.
Yeah, but where do we put her?
I would have liked an appearance. Maybe she could have gotten a fight at the bar with Mariah Lynn.
I'm so sick of that. She has to at least have some sort of love interest, and we can't find one.
Yeah, Mona Scott's hoe registry for New York was too full.
She didn't make the cuts. Sorry, Diamond. she'll pop up in Hollywood. She might on the second round. Maybe she'll make it this time.
There we go. P.S. I don't know if you guys have been paying attention, but remember when Amina first came out? And I said, I wonder, you know, maybe them papers.
I agree.
And when I say green, I ain't talking about a boo-boo shirt. But so they're saying Natalie Nunn went on a Twitter rant talking about, please keep Miss Amina's name out my mouth. That bitch don't have papers. That's why she out here trying to fuck for her papers.
So sad.
So interesting.
Just go back to Germany and be with your sister.
I was
going to
say, she needs to go back to Germany anyway. Just receive that you are not naturalized and move back.
You know, some people just should realize that they don't have what it takes to make it in this sort of...
That's a tough pill to swallow.
I know, but I mean, 40,000 people move to Los Angeles every year to become an actor. And after 2 years, 98% of those people move back.
Well... She moved to New York, so maybe she has a better chance. And she's a singer. Mm. And she's already on TV.
I think so.
That's true. I mean, she's true.
She's on TV.
I can't even fight it.
She's
on a
series.
Yeah.
She's on a series, and she's a regular.
Yeah.
And it's been 3 years now.
And we all know who she is now.
Yeah. And she's basically the main love interest, because...
Yeah,
that triangle is everything for New York.
Now, all she needs to do is get in a movie like Top 5, and she can be just like that other girl.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Amina.
You've made it.
Winning.
You can strive to be at the bottom.
So Cisco says, well, you know what? As a matter of fact, why don't I just come for Moniece?
Yeah, he did say that.
And teach you a lesson.
Moniece is busy trying to get this gay dick out here in Hollywood.
Yes, she is. Getting it in.
They said that it's false.
I don't
know if Cisco's cut out for Creep Squad. That's what it comes down to.
He has a lot of feelings.
He can close his eyes and still be looking at you, that he can be a part of the Creep
Squad.
You know
what it is? He's starting to actually look better, have better wardrobe.
Who?
Cisco. He's got the chains on now. He's starting to put himself
together.
He's
got the chain.
He still looks like Uncle Fester.
He looked like a ghetto ass Michelin man. Like Michelin Man was trying to be a thug for Halloween. That's what he looked like.
There's some girl. I've been listening. Certain girls have been saying that they're feeling Cisco. So he's starting to get a little bit more
love. Feeling Cisco?
I just don't think he's used to it.
Look, I just feel like every year we lower our standards as a community.
I cannot agree with that sentiment.
We are. I didn't say just Jesse
Janity. Let me try to be objective.
Go ahead.
No.
No, he couldn't get it.
So anyways, outside, Cisco goes and flips the story again and bitches up to Mariah Lynn. Mariah flips it like a dude to
him. Time out. Why was Mariah
still
outside 35 minutes later?
No tears. Potter was back on.
Waiting.
She needed her screen time, guys. She needed her screen time. Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Production held her there.
They did.
Yes,
they
gave her a coat while she was off camera.
Told her to sit in the van.
There was no van.
They had a PA just sit and talk to her.
It was at the top of the block.
They said, look, we ain't calling the Uber until you finish this scene.
You are going to talk to him.
I'm going to talk to him.
You can't storm out of somewhere and burst into tears and have this whole scene and still be there waiting.
Still be outside.
Maybe she
went outside like he knew. That bitch ain't going nowhere.
Remember Willie's girl from Hollywood? But that's his wife.
Yeah.
Right.
No, but maybe she had to go outside to calm down and get some air because she didn't want to throw a bottle or anything. But she still wanted to finish the conversation.
Why did Cisco know that he had enough?
I didn't say anything.
Why did Cisco feel
nothing was new to be said? You hit it right on the head. Let's give that to him.
Cisco felt like he had enough juice that she would still be there when he finished his argument and his
fight.
Whatever it was. It wasn't really a fight.
He thought Cisco knew that?
He went outside like he was looking for her. He went right outside to her.
I think they were like, no, Cisco, you gotta exit the building because he jacked Rich. You snatched his shirt.
No, wait, yeah, but it wasn't even like a punch, it was a snatch.
It was a snatch. No, it was like...
They actually teach you that move in P90X.
No!
They grab him.
Do your frog leaps, grab him.
Exactly. They teach you that move. Anybody who's done P90X, they know what I'm talking about. In the Kenpo video, they show you that.
The thing is...
He probably did P90X.
He just be in the studio.
He's like, that's all I got, that's all I got.
You know, I'm trying to fit my turtles.
Maybe I can lift him up like a weight. Nah, it didn't work.
Oh my God.
Rich didn't even budge, though. So is
And even after all, that, he just was still like, yeah. Dog, did you really just grab my shirt?
Yeah. It was all null and void. Like, what are you doing?
Mariah talking
You're
about.
You're messing up my school clothes.
I feel set up. I'm mad that you belittled me, you know, and you didn't stand by my side. So,
pause.
So on that
belittled?
Note,
she
I'm
said
good.
Belittled me?
He belittled her.
Your song says.
Once upon a time.
That doesn't. Not long ago. That's not the same thing.
Bitch, that is, she is sucking
being
me.
Being self-deprecating is different when exactly. somebody else coming down on you. When you doing it for your own art, when that's different.
That is How, realizing your
when
truth.
When you shit on yourself, that gives others the right, I think.
I'm sorry.
No, it's the 8 Mile effect. You take it away from
Yes,
them.
You take the power. You turn it back around.
Thank you.
She's like, you can call me a hoe, but I'm making money off of that. But you can't call me no hoe in the bar because I'm going to throw some shit at you.
No, exactly. See, bitch. If you call yourself a hoe, then when someone calls you a hoe, you say, yes, thank you, boo.
I'm not happy with the way you look on the outside.
I don't know what
Little message for you, Mariah.
Message.
Well, once upon a time.
She had cute braids.
God just wanted to send that.
And she stood in her orange heels the whole time.
I'm mad that she kept saying, I'm done.
I'm good.
I'm done.
Take
I'm
care.
Good. Well, bounce.
She didn't have a car yet.
Aw.
She's so, waiting
I'm
for
done.
Her taxi.
She probably, you know what? They probably just didn't give her a wrap.
There's a wrap on Mariah Lynn. Oh, we forgot, boo. I'm sorry.
Nico would have showed up right on time.
She got that extra overtime.
Me.
All
right. She got to walk down to the van. They didn't know that off camera.
So, as if this situation couldn't become even more of a hot mess, Peter and Rich meet up. To get some advice from each other.
My favorite part of the episode.
Okay.
What was that?
No, I was going to let you
go. No, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, it's the part when he goes, so, which one was it that he said got pregnant?
Amina.
Amina.
Amina. Tara got pregnant.
He was like, so Tara got pregnant, and we decided to go a different way.
No. He said,
Tara's pregnant.
And then he said,
but then
Amina was pregnant.
Yeah, but we decided to go a different route. So,
like you buying a Honda. Or
I was going to get that Honda.
But I decided to go a different route.
Those rates on that Kia. You saw those commercials during the Super Bowl.
That's hilarious. Yo, hashtag different route.
Oh, and Rich was just like, damn, dude. Anytime I think my life sucks and I done fucked up, all I gotta do is look at you.
I just gotta talk to you.
And I'm That's a star, hard. Okay?
I ain't gonna take too many more those from you.
So I saw Peter on the Breakfast Club, and it's just like, I just watched this show, and
real.
I'm just like,
it's
no,
real.
Oh, girl,
he
it's all
it
real.
Not real. I was hoping he went on
real.
And was like, it was just for show, guys.
No,
I'm
but
not
just
much of a
His
fool.
Interviews, he just... You, I just, I want to feel so bad for this man. I can understand how these women are just... He just, I don't
you
even know.
You understand how the women are what?
Yes, yeah, so I was waiting
I
for that.
Finish that thought.
Please.
Because okay, I need to understand.
I don't understand.
Because I don't get it.
He really...
Nobody does.
All the good dick in the world can't make you like
He's
that
just
out of your
really
mind.
Insane. Like, he's just a sad, sad... It's
no,
just
no.
so sad.
Rich sums
sad
it up really
is.
Quickly. He goes,
he's
listen,
selfish.
You're irresponsible and selfish, period. And Peter goes,
no, but Rich
but
is
we're not
too.
Here for me.
Yeah.
So what's going on with you? I'm like, nigga, we need to talk more about your irresponsible
we're not just
selfishness.
Speed past that.
Yeah.
Like,
I think Peter's is like a drug problem. Like, it just burnt a certain section in his brain.
No. He genuinely doesn't give a shit about these people.
He just don't care. I think he's like a sociopath.
I can agree with that.
He doesn't actually have the ability to be empathetic. Okay.
His
to
daughter
anybody.
Thinks he's an amazing
whatever.
Person.
I mean, maybe he is to his kids like one-on-one, but I mean, you know.
These are the children after he makes them, but the people that he's making them
would
with.
Would they know what an amazing
he,
father
he has
really
no
was.
Empathy
yeah, that's
whatsoever.
All
he has okay. no ability
no.
to empathize.
And he'll never yeah. stop.
So he doesn't kill people, but he attacks them with
well,
his dick.
Well,
he digs them down.
There's a baby who's no longer alive.
And procreate.
A different route.
They talk about Mariah Lynn Sisko talk, and
Kia,
you know Sisko's still upset with Strawberry.
You didn't make it, y'all.
Y'all stop what happened right
that
now.
That is not funny. We're that was talking a serious about
it
situation.
It is so messed up, bro. But he was so nonchalant about it. Like,
this guy.
You know, we just decided.
I was going to get the turkey sandwich, but they ran out.
I was going to put mayo on it, but the thing was, I just decided today.
What?
It's such a disaster. And you have small children that are going to see this shit, and this is who you are. This is you as a grown-ass man on national television.
And with your daughter talking about, I think you should get a vasectomy.
I think you're an excellent person, but maybe you should get a vasectomy.
Cut it off.
What excellent person?
You have a great heart.
Striving.
You know what he said it like, though? He said it like, this is how the Creep Squad speaks to each other. You know,
like, yeah, like the like cameras
gone
wasn't there
a couple of times.
Like exactly.
You know, hey, you know, I had to do the other time. Route. I had to take that other route. You know,
I know. I should have brought it by the council and got the vote. But.
Speaking of which, 40-plus-year-old men, why are you even having a creep squad and constantly referring to it like it's okay and normal that you got your own
slow
little
clap.
Like dirty gang?
Slow
like
clap.
You're grown as hell. Why are we still doing this? This is not college.
Message.
Gross. Sorry. I'm done now.
They say, I would never empower someone over the creep squad.
What does that mean?
Thank you.
Like, what does that mean?
That means we hold the power at all times.
I'm mad that they said
I'm not going to deny that on this show, the dick clearly holds the power.
It does. Clearly.
It does. Shit. It was hilarious. He said, we're bigger than this. We're bigger than this. And I kept trying to think, what does that mean?
Who... Bigger than
I get the whole like
failing.
Brotherhood
we bigger
thing.
Than some one night stands. We bigger than we brothers. We the creep squad.
They've taken this brotherhood to like a fraternity level.
I feel like I'm watching a really bad CW show. Like
no, like the sex incarnation of skulls.
It's just the brotherhood is like built on a foundation of let's. Fuck as many bitches as we can and like high five each other
the
all the way through.
Common denominator of our character. Let's elevate that shit, make a club out of it, and tout it on national television because that's how amazing we are as
you know.
40
and if any
black
if
men.
Any slip ups happen, just go a different route.
You know
what's crazy is we've heard it on this
we'll
show.
Talk about it when we come to that bridge.
We've heard it in this series. Women call them by the creep squad. They identify them as the creep squad.
This is like a legit thing.
So they know that they are. The people who get creeped on.
They probably have a fan page on Twitter.
They have an Instagram page too.
Ew.
Ooh,
they should start Power Rangers.
Instead of Tinder, start an app that's just called Creep. It's just called Creep. swipe. See who's in
some
your
like
area and see if you can creep.
Alright, so, okay, on the positive note, we have Miss Remy Ma, who's planning her wedding, and she gets some help from Miss Yandy.
Remy is like the... what is the word?
Rebound?
No, not rebound. I don't want to say savior, but like factor of this, like the positive factor of
this entire show.
Yeah, Remy. Yeah,
yeah.
No, it's like
the redemptive quality.
Redemptive. Yes. That's the word I was looking for. Thank you.
This is Remy and Love and Hip Hop makes me believe like that black men ain't lost.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
like it's just those three. It's not them.
Oh Lord. Stressed out about buying, burying the hatchet with her mother-in-law and her mom. Basically, Andy says you need to. Call your mama and bring
your mama
to the wedding.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Can't
we
leave your mama out.
Mom, Remy, and Papoose sit down, have a talk. Papoose is the cutest man. I need me a man like Papoose. He was just like coaching the conversation.
Sharing that.
So
cute ass. That's fine. You're jealous haters, and you should
aspire. No, I like Papoose a lot. I
aspire to be like that.
I know.
I like Papoose a lot in this show.
Like a Papoose. Yeah. You just don't call him the cutest.
I wouldn't. Yeah, I'm just like to describe another man. I would never use the word cute. Like
so cute.
I mean, yeah, but I'm like, I just.
So anyways, he was sitting there coaching Remy and her mom.
Yes.
On.
And mom was getting sensitive.
I was just really confused by this whole conversation because even the way it was kind of cleaned up, I was just like.
Are y'all done?
Yeah.
They're so cold and like callous almost. It's like, that's just how they talk to each other.
Ma, you invited.
You can go. Yikes.
I guess you could go.
That's all I wanted.
It's at 11, Mom.
I don't hate you. I just wasn't going to invite you to my wedding.
It's not a big deal.
I kind of feel like there's a lot under the surface, though, that's like not being said between Remy and Mom.
That's why that whole situation was.
Yeah, it's just like
a big deal.
It's like festering, like wanting to explode.
Like, we'll do a little bit for camera, but we ain't going to do it all because we need to go back to
jail. It was kind of sad, though. Mom was like, I just wanted you to include me. I was like, oh.
Yeah, but I want to know what the real
what
tea
really
is.
What really happened with Mom? Talking about, I ain't had no money to get up there to see you, and it was left all on Pap the whole time. There's more to the story.
Mm-hmm. We get to this dinner, and where she's talking about the ceremony and how she wants to change the venue. She doesn't want to have the wedding at the castle anymore because the grass is going to be brown. Yeah. There's going to be no leaves on the tree.
You put snow. Put the snow on the ground.
Wouldn't that?
The grass wouldn't be green in a winter wonderland.
Okay.
Just put some snow.
I'm like, that would actually be shitting on everyone's
life. Castle.
Like, you have, like, a snow castle.
Get a snow blower.
I'm so far removed from
all this. I think we both had, like, a moment. And we were like,
you can't imagine a fucking big-ass
castle.
I can, but, like,
snow fucking doves and shit.
But
like,
the fact in
the bear tree.
I didn't even.
Oh, a bear.
A bear tree.
The trees are bare, so like you put this
like naked,
and then you
trees.
Could put like icicles and things.
Icicles. See, this is all
to make it all
great.
Cute.
Yeah,
this is great. To make it real
super cute.
She didn't have to move it to the
super
skating
cute.
Rink.
It's gonna be the best wedding ever.
But so she wants an ice skating rink at her wedding.
She wants the ice skating rink.
People doing triple axel.
I love his question though. It's like, so what are the people
gonna
on the ice
do?
I was sitting there like, that's a legit question. Like, why are they here?
Yeah.
It's like people like that have dancers at their wedding and stuff. You're just like, oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. That's cool.
All right,
people have dancers
at
their weddings.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I've only been to a handful of weddings.
I've learned not to.
Coming to America-style dancers?
Yo.
Exactly.
Don't play.
Exactly.
Like an intro.
Lots of brown folks do lots of interesting things.
I've learned not to just question women when it comes to weddings. No. Like, they say stuff,
blame it
and
all
I'm
on
just
the
like,
women. Maybe it's some men involved making some of these decisions.
You seen Brazilla?
I watch it all the time.
Whenever it's like wedding talk, I'm like, all right, yeah, sure. I'm sure like grass is really important.
It sounds fantastic.
Well,
Guys have to learn like five statements, you know?
Exactly.
It's awesome, babe.
This is common conversation.
Sounds fantastic, babe. Oh, yeah, I think we should do that.
No, I know like trees are really important.
Right.
Because
right,
they
so
give us oxygen.
Grass,
so
grass is important because if it's brown and you're taking pictures, that's going to be ugly.
And as a guy, what you say is, oh, yeah, you're right, babe.
Yeah.
That's right. Grass
no,
is
I
important.
Agree.
There you go.
Yeah.
I agree.
You guys will have very pleasant wedding experiences.
My wedding will be exactly what my wife has ever dreamed of.
That's amazing because Papu said the same thing. He said, I'm willing to sacrifice
my deposit
to make Remy happy.
Because Papoose is putty in the hands
of Remy.
Of Remy.
We see Remy and Rashida at the boxing studio where they're talking about how the dress that Remy wants is going to take 6 months to get.
Yeah, when she went dress shopping with Yandy, talking about, oh, my wedding's in a month. Yeah, no, that's not going to happen, girl.
FYI.
Unless you buy it off the rack.
Those North Carolina number one Jordans that Remy was wearing were fire.
Carolina, what's up?
Yeah.
Put your hand
up. It was hot.
What else happened there? So then she tells her about Yandy working with her, and Ra was so mad.
As she should be.
So mad.
As she should
be. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, that's a girl thing.
Yeah, that was another girl thing.
You can't, like, bring your, like, you're the best friend, and you're helping plan the wedding, and then when they bring in, like, another friend that's not, like, really the good friend, nah.
And she talking, too, like.
Because that's why it's always a fight, like, who's actually your maid of honor versus who's your, like, because if.
I wrote that down. I was like, is Yandy in the fight for maid of honor?
Because is she going to be a bridesmaid? Because then we got a whole nother situation, because everybody got to decide what we doing for the bachelorette party. It's a whole big headache. That's why I stopped being in weddings after the second one. But yeah, that was
one of the parts where like being a guy just
that was legit.
Why she mad?
I feel you.
No, that's legit
that.
Upset. Yeah.
No, that came from a real place.
Because if Ra is the real friend, Yandy is an imposter. As much as I like Yandy.
No, but I do agree with you because it is kind of like the whole
point,
thing about the flowers. She's like, tell her what your favorite flower is.
Oh, you don't know?
Your birthday. Mm. Tell her all the things so that she can get to know you to plan.
Shade. That's the good thing about being the best. I've been the best man like three times. You don't really have to do much.
This thing.
I've been at a couple of weddings.
Okay.
But we don't have to do all
y'all
that.
Y'all don't have to do that, no.
We're like, and hey, this is where the party's going to be. These are who the strippers are, and this is what time we got to be there. Y'all ready? Oh, I got the alcohol. And go.
Did you do the speech?
I did, man. Yeah. I'm good at the speeches, though.
I can all see right. that. I can see that.
Did you just freestyle it?
Most of it.
Yeah.
One I actually wrote down, I ended up leaving in the hotel room. Blew it.
Oh.
I was like, damn, I wrote something good.
Rookie mistake.
You left it in the room?
Yeah.
What were you doing?
Well, not the maid of honor, but maybe them bros, man.
Oh. All right. Speaking of shade, Mendeecez has a rap career.
Speaking of
so, and a shoe line apparently that he's working on.
A shoe
on.
Line that's
oh,
coming
Lord.
Out.
Oh, Lord.
That he wants Cameron to rock.
He needs all the coins.
He needs
Cam
all the
is
coins.
A trendsetter. That's what? Actually part. That's partially true, but Cam was a trendsetter in 2005.
Wait, speaking of trendsetting.
Here's some trendsetting information for y'all out there.
Hey, guys, there's a lot of advice on how to get a good night's sleep.
A lot of advice.
But the best advice I can give is this.
And you should get it from Stefan, y'all.
That's right.
Well, especially when it comes to this.
Yeah, my mattress is bomb. To get a good night's sleep, you need a great mattress. Do what I did. Get Casper. Then you'll really know what a good night's sleep is.
Casper.
Casper was named one of the best inventions of 2015 by Time Magazine.
Yes,
and that was only like 2 months ago.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You know.
It's the best.
Casper's a single perfect mattress for all sleepers.
Mm-hmm.
It's engineered for supportive comfort.
Yes.
That guarantees you a great night's sleep.
Mm. I'm a sleeper.
Just like their new sheets and pillows, because you get sheets and pillows.
What?
Yes.
A package deal.
They pop it all in the box.
This is a first. Now, this is a first. I've never heard of this.
They have a dual-layered pillow that contains nearly a billion microfibers, which is very important to breathe at night.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Keep your pillow cool.
Keep their air going.
That adapts.
So I probably wouldn't have to flip the pillow then.
You wouldn't even have to flip the pillow.
Look at that.
And it also keeps you supported and cool through the night. So Casper
and
ships
you know
its mattresses
hot,
for free. That's important.
What?
Shipping you don't is want, free. Yeah.
Wait. So I get the mattress, I get
sheets
and I
pillow.
Get free pillow. Shipping and pillows?
Yes, honey.
Yep.
This is crazy.
And it comes in a surprisingly compact box, so you can try it in your own home for 100 nights. Risk free. So
risk
you can
free
even,
if you hate it, you can send it back, y'all.
You can risk bone free? On a mattress.
Yeah. Wait,
I hate risk.
You should have heard about this deal.
That might have been what was on the floor in the apartment.
Just
when
so
they
you
didn't
guys
have
know,
no furniture.
Lastly, if you don't love it, they'll pick it up and refund you everything. So
what?
Get a Casper mattress, try it out. Risk free.
Boom.
Free to shipping and
delivery. But also, you left this part out right here. They can go to Casper.com
yeah,
and use the code AfterBuzzTV
very
for
important.
$50 towards your purchase.
$50
your
all towards 50. Your purchase. Get on it.
50.
Anytime you move right. in and come in that little box, you just carry it right upstairs.
Yo, I'm about to do it as soon as we're done.
Yes.
$50 and you get to try it out for 100 nights. You can't beat that.
Risk free. And yeah. We hate risk.
That's right.
There you go.
Free shipping.
Mm. Nice, cool bed to sleep on.
Casper mattress.
All
shout
right.
out to them.
Just don't go any different routes.
For all that love and hip-hop yeah. you're going to be doing.
Or the loving you get during the hip-hop playing in the backdrop. Anyway.
Oh.
So. I see what you did
what
there.
What kind of doing you doing?
Because DJ Self would be
forget playing in the backdrop. It's playing in the front drop. It's Mendeecez rapping
about. We went back to Mendeecez.
Bitch.
He's making an album. He had bars.
I don't even know what he was talking
he
about.
He sounded like Mace. He sounded very Harlem. He did sound like Mace.
Okay, when he talks, he sounds like he's
Harlem. Yeah. Right. That's what I meant.
Are we not more
I didn't mean
about
like
Cameron?
Lyrically. He was
I'm more concerned about Cameron saying like yes, like that was dope. Like,
well, I mean, it's the same thing Fritz had to say.
Well, he was like, that was tough, B. I was like, yes, it was on my ear.
That was a little rough.
Fritz both have to say, they have to like affirm whatever.
I
happened.
Want Cameron on the show because him and his girlfriend, they've been together for years. They're real cute together. Cameron used to be my baby daddy in my head when he was Rico from Paid in Full.
Yay.
Hey, shout out to Paid in Full. I just watched it the other night.
Mm-hmm. So I loved seeing him on this. Him, Papoose. Like, I'm just all for this, like, real hip hop on the show.
Like, that would be great.
So
actually.
You're saying that Mendeecez
get the dust bunnies
wasn't
up.
Real hip hop?
Well, Mendeecez never claimed to be
show.
A rapper.
Well, we know he can't be on the show. He's in jail. So, but I'm just saying, like, song-wise, you just weren't.
Well, yeah, I don't want to hear the soundtrack of Mendeecez on the show.
All right.
No. But you know what? People do come out with really great raps when they go to jail.
Thank you.
They come out with great rap.
T.I.
Tupac.
These people were already rappers.
They were already phenomenal. Yep.
And not only that, but maybe this time around, now that Mendici's going back in, he can work on his vocal skills. And,
Listen, I need to sound like Mace. Try to be a hip hop artist. Yeah, stop.
Everybody's had rap dreams.
I mean, I'm actually working on a mixtape right now.
I've actually done a mixtape, so everybody's had rap dreams.
Oh my god, what was it called?
It was called. Oh, man, I forgot the name of it. No, for real. Like, for real. I just forgot the name of it.
Okay.
Anyway.
Well, I say go for it.
I was going to come back.
Because you have
it's ready to laugh. That's what it's called.
On your record. So when you get out, I don't know what you can do. And maybe you can sell some records.
Yeah, you know what? Just go for your dreams, girl.
Keep going. And maybe your wife can manage you and you can get some appearances and make some more money.
Not going to happen.
Because your kids will be in college at that point.
No way.
Speaking of go-getters, Yorma and her sister, Simmery.
Yorma, that's the ugliest dress I've ever seen. Go on.
Well, here's the plain hard
please,
fact.
That dress looked like it was from Lady Q, like Fashion Q.
But it was like the ugliest color. It was like gray and brown, and she just looked miserable.
Here's the cold hard facts about Yorma. I mean, you know,
you
ever since we lost Erica Mena.
No, he still isn't saying he wouldn't fuck her. He's just telling us the cold hard facts.
Cold hard facts, Yorma. She's got to lose like 10 pounds.
Wow.
There's just because now it's in the chin neck
now
area.
It's been in the chin
but
and
that's
that area
the
when you thought she was hot.
A few weeks have passed.
Yeah.
Soph is filming now.
Yeah,
she's been eating a couple more Cheetos than she probably should have.
Mm-hmm.
That's so mean.
Yeah,
so,
she's got to drop. 10
I don't
pounds.
Think you need to lose any weight, Yorma. I think you just should put on a bra and try a different dress.
I'm all for.
I agree.
Great...
with that. I feel like the dress really did kind of give her like.
No, it's in.
See, you're
that's
comparing
not going
to
go
sister.
Anywhere. Look, but look at her sister. Her sister's smaller than her, and they still have that. Sometimes it's just going to be there.
She's got to drop like 10 pounds.
Self makes
period.
Me feel
you
like.
You just put your hand right over that.
You wouldn't even see it, Stefan. Just go
everybody
ahead.
Everybody feels like the eye poppies is going to get us through. That only works like the first like two, maybe three times.
I don't know.
But
that doesn't work at all.
Eye poppy ain't going to have to. We can't do that all day.
I mean,
what if the light is off? You don't have to see it.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Self makes me feel like I'm not trying.
Not when it's your girl. When it's your girl, though, you want to see it. You want.
No one's talking about wife and Yorma up.
She is.
Well, I guess you're right, actually.
Yeah, that's his girl.
He's
it on the radio.
He's fine with her juggle because he's got it, too. Have you seen his belly?
And not only that, clearly he out here doing whatever with all these other bitches.
Women.
And they all look alike.
Winning. I can't find
Gwinning.
A damn Valentine. He's Gwinning
he
out here.
He is Gwinning on 3-4 girls.
Well, bitch.
I'm trying to tell you, he need to show me a trick or two, because, goddamn, I don't know how he got so...
He got Rose.
You put your hand in a box of rats, you're going to pull out what? A rat.
So if you just have to lower your standards and get a rat.
Right.
You
just
gotta
get a rat. Not 2016, bitch. I got thunder.
Exactly. But I can take you to a club where we can make sure you're going to walk out there like you come into America.
Say, it is LA. It is LA.
I will have these
you
bitches
won't have any
on you.
Oh, boy.
All right, so... You know, Yorma feels like there's a small part of her that feels like, you know, Self may not have changed. And her sister gonna be like, well,
I saw him on the phone.
I changed this.
And I got this picture. And here's the... why is your sister checking on your man like that?
But I'm just like, we all listen to these radio stations. And what is it, girl? Thirsty people call in. They want tickets to
shit. But she recorded the radio broadcast?
Which means you had to have listened to that.
How do you do that? Do you have a cassette tape still?
Did you? Maybe you had the voice recorder on your phone.
In 2016.
Yeah.
You put the phone up to the radio where you used to make ringtones.
But how do you... you can't even predict that he's going to say that.
Exactly. Yeah. You just got to be ready.
So,
you
production.
Be ready.
So Yorma shows up at the beauty bar.
Just looking around. I was trying to stand for her for 1 minute when she was at the table. And she was like, you know what? I can't be going up to nobody's business. And that's not going to look... I was like, yeah, Yorma, yeah. Oh, damn.
Yeah,
be a grown-ass woman. Yeah. But then she failed.
This Jehovah Witness ready. Popping up.
She went up and then started tearing their shit up. Like,
when she ever was like...
Yeah, like, tear up all your ugly dresses.
Y'all recorded that. Perfect. Y'all did that.
So it's synchronized, though. It was great.
That was awesome.
Because what grown up does that?
Nobody.
In life, ever.
Nobody. She's a woman that's out of control dating a guy that she knows for a fact will never, ever be faithful to her. She's trying to, like, lie to herself every day.
This girl didn't say she fucked him.
No.
Did she?
She did.
Yeah, she did. She said that she was a boyfriend, though.
She was alluding
And she said, if I got on his dick, he wouldn't be going back to you.
Right. Which, you walked into that. You gotta get slapped in the mouth. Yeah. You can't walk in somebody's store like, I'm just checking to see what you, if you know my man.
Okay.
Yeah, we know your man.
Yeah.
Yes.
Your man being
he called
street.
Out our name.
I can call out some other hoes, too.
He's on the radio,
like,
too.
Like, bitch, clearly you know he knows me. You got the damn evidence.
Why you had to come here to confirm it?
And why are you checking me and not at Self's Place?
Well, she went to Self's Place.
Yorma pops up at Self's job, and Self is just laughing the whole entire conversation.
With the other guys there.
You lucky we ain't even jumping you.
She did say that. What? Cause she, ladies.
It's not real life.
This is how, this is going to sound so wrong, but this is how women end up getting hit. Because they do stupid shit, and they antagonize the situation with somebody who doesn't care about their feelings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, you're gonna jump him for what? There has been no
because
proof
of a
that
picture
he fucked this girl
at the club.
Because he took a picture with a fan at the club.
With the other guys there. With the other guys there.
Yorma and Shimmery.
Oh, whoa, wait. Actually, the worst comment tonight, though, was when she said to Rose, oh, he never told me he had a girlfriend. Because, you know, he comes in here all the time. Yeah, well, he comes in this pussy all the time.
That's
I didn't even
win.
Get that out of the beeps.
I forgot about that.
I didn't get that out of the beeps.
You didn't win, girl.
Yeah.
That was not a win.
That's when you
basically just said so he STD'd all over me because God knows where his dick's been. And
she
you're
was
okay
so
with it.
Hype and just failed. That was an epic fail, Yorma.
Another epic fail.
I live for sentences like that.
Why are you in the club with her? I can't be in the club with people? I mean, no. You can be. I'm not saying that. You can be in the club with whoever. I don't care about that, but I have to know. Like, bitch.
I gotta tell you
then
all
be his assistant.
Names.
Like,
be his fucking dick guard. Okay. Be his dick guard, dick bodyguard, and walk around and guard the dick every
you're
single
dead,
day.
You're dead, Yorma. There's no more chastity belts. No. Like, you're dead. You can't put a chip on that.
She kissed me.
Yeah.
She kissed me. I swear, it was nothing I could do. There was nothing I could do. I was standing there, and she put her lips on me.
Did you push her? No.
That's called abuse.
So you want me to get stuck? You want me to go to jail now?
Right.
You need to go to jail for me. I'm not going to assault.
Did you punch her? She came up and kissed you, and you ain't punch her in the face?
So let me get this straight. You was in the same building as this bitch?
It's called
because I'm confused.
We're business. We're working together.
Oh, my God. You are
I'm done. We no longer together.
And then she walked off, and it wasn't even, like, a good walk-off. Like, I'm the boss bitch, and fuck you.
She was like,
yo, boobies was swaying, and that dress was ugly.
Did we park this way?
This is DJ Self's text message after Yorma and Shimmery stumped up.
She was like, he was like, so you mad now?
Hey, Rose.
So what happened with you and Yorma?
No,
come to my place later and explain it to me.
Basically.
Do you know what text was? After party, my house. 334 61st and
you know the rest.
I'm gonna be hitting that tonight.
After party miles, you know where I was at.
On that note, let's head into what predictions.
And now your After Buzz TV.
So someone lied to Mo and told him Def Jam was interested in BBOD.
Which is all scripted so that they can reform this little group that ain't going nowhere.
Can we get together?
This bitch called Def Jam. The secretary picked up and said, Def Jam, all digital.
That's cool.
Let me help you.
Are you going to my party tonight? Cool. Thanks. Def Jam's coming to the Gwinnin Fest.
We'd really like to send in our mixtape to you guys. How can we do that? You're going to need to, sure, we'd love to hear whatever you have. You can send it to P.O. Box. Bitch, Def Jam talking about they excited to hear what we got.
No.
So we get to the Gwinnin Fest next week, and it looked like everyone's
going to
fight.
Everybody gets in a fight. Like the glass was getting thrown.
It looked like
Raw got in a fight. She looked like she was throwing the glass.
Looks like Divas.
Moe's in the back fighting Mariah.
When they throw drinks at each other.
Right.
Like, girl, you done fought three times now at the Gwinnin Fest.
We everybody want to go Gwinnin at Mariah, Fest. Though. I don't like that.
This is the second. I don't like that either.
Because she's the white girl, sort of, Puerto Rican and white. We know Mariah. And,
you ain't got to fight for your
She's a little thin one, right? So they want to try to beat her up.
Well, it's just the one. It's Big Mo.
Yeah.
That just can't let it go. Just want to beat on the girl all the time. Just let her go.
Hey, Big Mo. Can let it go.
And if your man was around, Mariah would scoop him because she's a hoe.
Hey. Whitney talks to Peter, talking about she wants him to get a vasectomy. And when your daughter's coming to you and telling you.
And crying about it, like upset, like sobbing like, and shit. Stop. Daddy, please. Just stop hurting us. Stop, yeah. Please.
The world. Just
I don't
stop.
Need
the
any
earth.
More siblings. I have enough.
Like, damn.
And I got 12.
How many birthdays do I need to remember?
We don't have a farm. Stop, Dad.
How many baby mamas do I need to be introduced to?
And then we get Cardi in the studio.
Go, Cardi.
You know what? She's make your money, girl.
Living hip hop.
Yeah. All right, guys. We want to thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up on AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You guys can hit me up everywhere on social media at DJ Jesse J.
I'm at Stuart Starlet.
You guys can find me on Twitter and on Instagram at Khalil Abubu. And if you follow me, you follow me forever.
Yo, I'm on Twitter and Instagram at I Am Stefan. You know it.
Thank you guys for joining us tonight. Until next week, same time, same place. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.